Now people can friend total strangers in the hope that they will reciprocate and friend them in return. The result? People have thousands of friends, but no one to call when they have a problem. Or people post updates on Facebook and then anxiously check every few minutes to see if anyone liked them. Life is increasingly becoming virtual, and the consequences are disturbing. I first became aware of David Murrow in 2005 when his best-selling book, Why Men Hate Going to Church, came out. People had sensed for some time that there was a problem with church, but they were uncertain what it was. Murrow drew a bullseye on the issue, and people have been grappling with his insights ever since. Now he is tackling a new problem, and this one is far more powerful, pervasive, and perilous. This book may alarm you. It could disturb you. Hopefully, it will mobilize you. Many people today behave like the raging alcoholic who adamantly insists he can quit drinking at any time. Like the addict, we know we are in trouble, yet we are so entwined with our media devices that we feel as if we cannot be separated from them. This book is timely. Not only does it identify the problem, but it also offers practical solutions. It's best not to hear this book by yourself. You should hear it with others who can help you grapple with the extremely complex issue and who may need to help set you free from the sinister media dragons that are determined to enslave you. Listen to this book carefully and prayerfully, and then take action before it's too late. Richard Blackaby, president of Blackaby Ministries International, co-author of Experiencing God and Spiritual Leadership. Introduction. Read me first. Today is April 27th, 2020. At noon, I will press send and transmit the first draft of this book to my publisher. My timing couldn't be better, or worse, depending on how you look at it. Billions of people are under stay-at-home mandates, socially distancing from one another to slow the spread of the COVID-19.